Concours Agricom 2007, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 16, The Good Life.
Stress seems as much a part of modern life as budget airlines, mobile phones and the Da Vinci Code. But National Downshifting Week highlights how a growing number of city types are jacking it in for a simpler, quieter life. Stress is more than just a state of mind. About 500,000 people in the UK experience work-related stress at a level they believe is making them ill. Up to 5 million classify themselves as very or extremely stressed, and almost 13 million working days were lost to stress, depression and anxiety in 2004-2005. All of which helps to explain why 1.4 million people in the UK have had enough of their workaholic ways and have opted to sacrifice their well-paid, high-octane lifestyles for a simpler, quieter life. National Downshifting Week celebrates the trend for taking life easier by encouraging people to take small steps towards living a more relaxed lifestyle. Not all downshifters make the full-blown transition from city slicker to country sloth. Many simply choose to spend more time at home with the family. Natalie Hall, 42, is one of those who took a more radical leap. She gave up her job in London 12 years ago and moved to the West Country, where she met her partner Julian Yates. They now have 2 children. At the time, though, Julian's lifestyle was anything but chilled out. Working with a team of paramedics on 12-hour shifts, including nights and weekends, he often went over his hours. The end of last year proved a crunch time for Julian after he was told there would be no extra cash for working Christmas or New Year. That was the final straw. He quit his job to become a landscape gardener. Around the same time, Natalie set up a handmade wedding card business. She says that before she began downshifting, she was entangled in a lifestyle of thinking she needed a bigger house, the newest car, the nicest clothes. You fall into the trap and don't know why you're doing it, she says. I was influenced by the people I was working and socializing with, and powerful advertising. Julian now works locally, meaning he can even pop home for lunch. He enjoys being his own boss, and this year will be at home for Christmas. Natalie admits they now need to be thrifty with their money and that downshifting has been a learning process requiring teamwork. To cope with the downturn in income, Julian sold his motorbike, and Natalie now rarely buys new clothes for herself. They have become more self-sufficient, growing their own vegetables. But do they not miss the takeouts and pub nights? We've got everything we need, she says. We're happy floating along enjoying life. It's good for the soul and for your well-being. Fin du texte numéro 16.